The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Can you imagine being a parent and being ordered by a court not to discuss medical treatment that would be life-changing for your child? Can you imagine being threatened with jail by simply talking about treatments against your will for your minor child that would impact them for the rest of their life? Well, it's happened in Canada. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Before I get to that story, however, I can't believe I didn't know this. Did you know that Ohio is going to lose a seat in Congress? Did you know that? I had no idea. I knew that some states had declined in population enough that it was possible they could lose a seat or two in Congress because I hope all of you know that the Senate is set. Two senators from each state. Congress, however, is determined by population. Smaller states have fewer congressmen or women. Larger states have larger number. That's part of the characteristics of being a republic. And the brilliance of our founding fathers, the Senate means every single state is equal. The state of Maine in the Senate has equal representation with California, but not in the House of Representatives. According to the last Senate, Ohio is one of seven states out of the 50 states. Ohio is one of only seven that is losing a congressional seat in the next election cycle, which means we will also lose an elector in the Electoral College. We will still be a very significant state, but not as significant as before. One of the other states, well, this is no surprise, California. California is hemorrhaging population. People are leaving like crazy. It's the opposite of what happened in the 40s and the 50s. I am old enough to remember the mass influx of people into California in the late 40s, the 50s, and even beginning in the 60s. Literally, you could go out to the desert, and the interstates weren't in then. It was Route 66 was the main route coming into California. And you could go out in the desert, and you could see this caravan. Any day of the week, you would see this caravan of cars coming from Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, coming through the desert into California to find a new way of life. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And the joke was, And by the way, if you're a longtime listener, you know, all of my family are from Missouri. We have a few relatives in Oklahoma, but all of my relatives are from Missouri. And my family moved to California in the 40s. My maternal grandparents moved in the late 30s, early 40s. Anyway, the big joke was, and I'm not making this up, the big joke was you could go out in the desert and you could tell how rich a person was who was moving into California by how many mattresses they had tied to the roof of their car. Well, things have changed dramatically. That has turned around, and people are leaving. Now, I don't know whether you can tell how wealthy they are by how many mattresses they have on top of their car. I don't know whether that's true anymore, but they're leaving like crazy. So California did not surprise me at all. Illinois. Well, I guess that doesn't surprise me either. Michigan. Oh, boy, that doesn't surprise me, particularly with the current governor, the current administration. Pennsylvania, that didn't surprise me. New York, that didn't surprise me. But the other two, Ohio and West Virginia, California, Illinois, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York, West Virginia, and Ohio have lost enough population that all of those states are going to lose at least one seat in the House of Representatives, and also they will lose electors in the Electoral College. Other states are growing. Texas is going to gain two seats. Now, most of you know, primarily, the people that are leaving California are moving to Texas. But here's the crazy thing. They're leaving California because of the politics. The corrupt, left-wing Democrat politicians. And that's true. That is factual. But they're moving to Texas, and they're voting for the same kind of people that they were leaving in California. So anyway, Texas is gaining two seats. Colorado is gaining. Florida is gaining. Montana is gaining. North Carolina is gaining. And Oregon is gaining seats as well. I did not expect that Ohio. I thought people were moving here. But not true. Not true. So Ohio is going to be losing one seat in Congress. Fascinating. The Census Bureau said the country's population climbed to 331,449,281. That is a 7.4% increase over the previous census. 331,449,281 is the official count from the last census. Fascinating. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, this court case in Canada. And obviously, some would say, well, why do we care what's going on in Canada? Because the liberal left has a stranglehold on the government of Canada. And what's happening in Canada will happen here if the liberal left continues to hold a stranglehold here in America.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
All Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. We're going to get into this Canadian story, but here's another story that just popped up. Gas prices. Anybody want to guess how much gas prices have increased over 1 year ago today? Now, I'm sure that President Joe Biden's policies on energy, canceling the pipeline project, I am sure that the new president has had nothing to do with this, right? Gas prices are up $1.30 per gallon over a year ago. $1.30 per gallon over 1 year ago. 27 cents higher than a month ago. 15 cents higher than a week ago. And most experts say this is a trend that will continue. Just a thought. Every time you fill up your car, say, elections have consequences. Yeah. And by the way, let me chase a quick rabbit, then I'll get into this Canada story. Honda just today announced that they are the latest company that is planning on doing away with all internal combustion engines by the year 2040. Volkswagen has said, we're going all electric. Now, Honda has said, we're going all electric. And there are two or three other companies that have as well. I won't try to mention because I could get it wrong. Think about this, all right? I'm not an expert, but I do have a tiny little bit of common sense. From what I have read, if this is to happen in the next 20 years, the entire electrical grid in America is going to have to be rebuilt. The entire electric grid, because we do not have currently the capability to charge all those batteries. Then, why are we going all electric? To save the planet. Carbon dioxide emissions. We're going to save the planet. I have a question. Every one of those batteries contains extremely dangerous polluting chemicals, right? We all know that, right? Every one of those batteries contains dangerous, polluting chemicals. If in the next 20 years we go all electric, how are we going to dispose of all those batteries? What will that do to the environment? Just thoughts. You know, just thoughts. All right, to this story in Canada. I brought this to your attention. Oh, it's been at least a year ago. It's a story of a gentleman by the name of Robert Hoogland, H-O-O-G-L-A-N-D. He has a son who has, because of his mother's, the ex-wife of Robert Hoogland, the mother of his son, has convinced the son that he is a girl. And the child just entered the teenage years. There's been a huge court battle back and forth over custody of this child. The courts have given the mother custody. She has started, the medical authorities in Canada have started hormone treatment. They're talking surgery and so forth. The father has been fighting it. Whoa, wait a minute. I'm the dad. I'm the father. I'm one of the two parents. Don't you need my permission to give hormone treatment, life-changing, life-altering hormone treatment, and possible surgery. And the court has said, no, don't need your permission. But I'm opposed to it, and I'm the father. We don't care. We don't care. So the court has ordered the dad, you can't talk about this to anybody. You can't give interviews. You can't talk about it to the press. You can't talk about it to friends or family. You must remain silent. You cannot speak out about the life-changing, life-altering treatment that his own son is going through. Well, Robert Hoogland has said, you know what? I can't do that. This is my child. I have a right to speak about it. And yes, I will speak about it. I am against it. Yeah, well, he has been arrested, thrown in jail, and he is now sentenced to 6 months in jail for publicly identifying himself as the father in this contested case. Some of you may remember a similar case down in Texas. Remember James Younger, whose mother called him Luna, and the father, Jeff Younger, objected to the transition. Remember that? Well, this is happening in Canada. And the father, as we speak, is in jail. Did he steal something? No. Did he hurt someone? Harm someone? No. He has violated a court gag order by simply talking about what is happening to his child. Now, again, as I said a little bit earlier, well, that's Canada. Why do we care about what's happening in Canada? Because this is the direction that the liberal left wants to take America. Liberal left has a stranglehold on the government of Canada. If you want to see where we are headed under the current administration, look no farther than Canada. I don't know whether this will happen or not, but I would be very surprised if I will be able to do this radio program 4 years from now. They have already censored any program like mine in Canada. I could not broadcast in Canada. Focus on the Family, other Christian ministries are prohibited from broadcasting in Canada. And that's a fact. Check it out for yourself. This is where the liberal left wants to take us. Remember the three A's that we talk about often? Acceptance, advocacy, and then annihilation. We will destroy you unless you agree with us. Yep, it's in Canada, and it's coming here.